Chapter 3, The Return of the Evil Magician. The evil magician was living far away in Africa. He found out that Aladdin had escaped from the cave, and that he had married the princess.
"He's using the genie's help," the magician said to himself. "I will get that lamp, and I will make Aladdin poor again."
The magician bought a dozen lamps. He went to the palace.
"New lamps for old ones," he cried.
Unluckily, Aladdin was hunting. The princess grabbed Aladdin's magic lamp when she heard this.
"Please take this and trade it with the old man,"
she ordered a servant. The servant gave the lamp to the magician.
"Please take your choice of lamps," he told her.
He then carried the lamp out of the city. He pulled out the lamp and rubbed it. The genie appeared.
"Genie, take Aladdin's palace, the princess, and me to a quiet place in Africa,"
the magician ordered. The next morning, the king looked out his window.
"Aladdin's palace is gone,"
he screamed. The king was angry.
"Bring Aladdin back,"
he ordered. The soldiers found Aladdin and tied him up. They carried him to the king.
"You're a cheat," said the king.
He then showed Aladdin the place where his palace was. Aladdin was so surprised he couldn't say a word.
"Where is your palace and my daughter?"
demanded the king.
"You must find her or you'll lose your head."
"Please, give me 40 days,
asked Aladdin.
"I'll find her."
The king agreed to Aladdin's wish. Aladdin rubbed the brass ring on his finger. The genie appeared.
"What do you want?"
he asked.
"Bring back my wife and the palace," begged Aladdin.
"I cannot do this," said the genie. "You must ask the genie of the lamp."
"Then take me to the palace,"
asked Aladdin. Magically, Aladdin appeared under his wife's window in Africa. The princess saw him and opened the window quickly.
"Aladdin,"
she cried.
"I missed you so much."
"Princess,"
said Aladdin,
"the lamp is magic. Please tell me what happened to it."
She told him that she had exchanged the lamp.
"Where is the lamp now?"
said Aladdin.
"The evil man always carries it with him,"
answered the princess.
"He wants me to forget about you and marry him. If he sees you, he will try to hurt you."
"Don't worry,"
said Aladdin.
"Everything will be okay."
Then he went into town. He bought some powder and returned to the princess.
"Please do as I say,"
Aladdin said to the princess. She listened to Aladdin carefully. When the magician came, the princess greeted him warmly.
"Now I know that Aladdin is dead. I can no longer cry for him. Therefore, I would like to have dinner with you. Could you please bring me some wine?"
The magician ran to get some wine. The princess quickly put the powder in her cup. When the magician returned, she asked,
"Please drink from my glass, and we can live happily ever after."
She then exchanged glasses with him. The magician drank all of his wine and fell dead on the floor. The princess then opened the door for Aladdin. She hugged his neck. Aladdin went immediately to the dead magician.
he took out the lamp.
He ordered the genie to return the palace. In an instant, they were back home. The king was crying over the loss of his daughter. He then looked up and rubbed his eyes. The palace had returned. Aladdin and his wife lived happily together. He later became king when the princess's father died.